Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about appreciating what you have. So I want you to take a minute just to think about some of the amazing things in your life. One of those things is the time in which we all live. Being in 2017, and I said yesterday, you could argue that our lifestyles exceed those of even the wealthiest people of just a couple of generations ago. And a lot of that we take for granted. And so think about a couple of things. Well, you know, one is that I've come to appreciate very much recently is air conditioning. Think about it. We went through a hurricane here in Florida a few weeks back, Hurricane Irma. It hit the state. It left millions of people without electricity. Maria knocked out the entire island of Puerto Rico, so they don't have electricity, and they may not have it for months. And I can tell you that I've lived in Florida in the summertime over in past storms where you had no air conditioning, and it's a miserable, miserable experience, right? You can't sleep. You don't want to move around too much. It's just the whole thing is horrible. You sit in your house and you just sweat profusely. It's the heat gets excruciating over the course of the day. And so it really gives you an appreciation for something that really became available residentially in the 1940s and 1950s. So you don't have to go back too far where you just didn't have it available and it wasn't just a way of life. And you know, it was in the early 1900s that it even came to be. But just the idea of being able to control the climate in your house, air conditioning, heating, huge deal. So you talk about appreciating what you have. That's one of those things. You know, you lived three or four generations ago. You even as a very, very wealthy person, you know, think about the misery you'd have on those very hot days, or you know, trying to manage temperatures when things get really cold with, you know, a fireplace or a stove. It just gets tough. Think about transportation. The ability to travel from great distances safely and easily is something that we should all appreciate, right? You decide you want to see friends that live 50 miles away. You jump in your car. You arrive an hour later. You want to see a family member 1,500 miles away. You get on a plane and you arrive in 3 hours. You can be anywhere on the planet virtually within 24 hours. Think back to the time of your grandparents, your great-grandparents. These trips, assuming they were available, it would be only the wealthiest people. And even then, the time that would have been required to reach the destination was exponentially longer, right? The roads weren't as good. The cars weren't as fast. The plane, even air travel, even a couple generations ago, it was prop versus jet. It was a whole different experience. So when we start to think about what we have now, how can you not be appreciative for these things? You know, if you want to complain, there's always things to complain about. But I think sometimes it's better to take a step back and truly appreciate what you have around you. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion about appreciating what's around you. But for today, just take a step back. Think about the basics. Just be thankful for the fact that you're comfortable sitting in your house. You're not sweating. You're not freezing. You have the ability to control the climate. And look at the ability to get around, to see the people that you love, to get from point A to point B. Very, very simply, very easily. Most of us have cars. You have access to transportation. And if you want to go on a vacation or a trip, air travel is, you know, despite all the pitfalls and all the challenges of going through security and everything else, the ability to get to cover huge distances, thousands and thousands of miles in hours, is just an incredible thing if you really think about it. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.